Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Sean Murphy. Sean's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. Co-founder and CEO of Switch and Shift, author of The Optimistic Workplace. We're talking about value, creating value for the new year. Ladies and gentlemen, understand the definition of value, the application of value, the four main elements of value. What else do we need to know about value?
Well, I'd say if you really want to be able to deliver the goods, so to speak, in terms of your value, you got to look at your business model and make sure that your business model is constructed to help you deliver that greatest value. So, I'm a big fan of a business model canvas. So Google business model canvas, there's a website that walks you through it. And what it does, and it's very business focused, so you don't need an MBA to complete it, but it looks at all of the elements that you need to consider to deliver that value.
What would a business model look like that was not designed to deliver value?
Well, I think what it would do is it would leave out and it would create holes in the way that you deliver value. So, for example, you're going to look at what's the nature of the relationship that I have with my customers, and I would add what's the nature of the relationship I'd have with my employees and stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to look at your revenue streams. You're going to look at the resources you need to be able to deliver that value. What activities do you do? So it's a very, if you're not careful, you're going to create holes which will make it more laborious or difficult to deliver that value because you've not thought through systemically what's in my business that helps deliver.
Well,
that value.
And we in a previous interview today, we talked about looking outward. And if there's some parts of your business model where the value that you're creating doesn't look outward enough, then that's where a hole is. Because folks, if you don't already know this, you need to learn right now. It's not about you. It's about the customer and what they expect of you. And the customer, and when I say customers, I'm including employees, right? Right, Sean?
Absolutely. I like to tell managers that I work with, it's not about what you want, it's about what's needed. And not always are those two in alignment. And when you look outward, like what you're suggesting, is you're going to see things going on in the marketplace that you go, oh, that's not what I was wanting to have to deal with. But knowing that is going to help you have a much more solid, knowing what's going on outside and how it influences your business is going to help you'd be better prepared to deliver that value.
I've got another thing, Hole, that I'd like to ask you about. So let's say that there's something that we've been doing for the last year, maybe two, that's just been unbelievably successful. Customers loved it. It was just great. And we're going to put it right out there again next year, but it might not be what customers expect now. So something that, as I've always said, somebody else said this, what got you here isn't going to get you there, right? So wouldn't that be a hole? It'd be a surprise hole? Wait a minute, why isn't this working now?
Yeah, well, yeah, I like to say that that's a somewhat of a byproduct of our customer short attention span. Once we get used to something, we're like, okay.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to iterate constantly on what you deliver and the value that creates. Because, anything today can be replicated by a young startup company or a small business.
Right. Disrupted by somebody who's not even in your industry.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, that's what we call the Uberization of business, right?
Right. Right. So, no, it's the truth. Yeah. So, last thoughts on value. I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Last thoughts is don't try to figure this out by yourself as a business owner. Pull in people, your look to your brain trust and ask for their input, because you're going to, you have blind spots and you need people to be able to shine a light in those areas.
Mm-hmm. That's well said. And folks, I encourage you to do that. You cannot see this. Just like you can't edit your own work effectively, you got to get some help. And it's amazing how another set of eyes, a fresh set, a dispassionate set of eyes can help you. So find somebody. Sean will help you. Switchandshift.com, is that right?
Yep, you got it.
Sean can help you, or someone locally, whatever you got. Hey, Sean, good job today. Come back soon.
I promise.
Sean Murphy, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Sean joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.